Chapter 32. Plug Firetail awoke in the late evening and found himself lying by a fire, covered in an old blanket. Scummy and Grubbage hovered about, watching him anxiously.
"Take it easy, Captain. Don't try to sit up. You've been wounded."
Plug lay still, listening to them relate what had taken place when the jolly boat was rammed by a stake. He put a paw to his lower back and grimaced.
"It hurts like the blazes, mates, but I'll be shipshape soon. No real damage done, eh?"
He glared quizzically at the pair as they kept silent.
"What? Tell you, Captain, what's up?
Am I bad hurted?"
Scummy's paw scuffed the grass awkwardly as he explained.
"That sharp cob of wood, Captain, it's stuck deep in your bottom hindquarters. We managed to get it out, me and Grubbage."
Plug was fast losing patience. He gritted at them.
"Stop pickle pouring round and tell me what's wrong."
They both moved out of paw range. Grubbage stammered.
You ain't got no tail, Captain. It sort of fell off."
The freebooter's ugly face squinched up in horror.
"Me tail? Fell off? Where is it?"
Scummy held up the severed tail.
"I got it, Captain."
The fox covered his face and groaned in despair. Plug's tail had been his proudest possession. He had been born silver-furred, unlike other foxes. However, his tail was a beautiful goldy-red furred one. This had given rise to his second name, Firetail. Often as a young freebooter, Plug would wash his tail each day, carefully shampooing it with soap wort and almond oil. On going into battle, he had always ordered a crew beast to run behind, holding a lantern close to display the shine and sheen of that tail. But now, the feared freebooting captain, Plug Firetail, had not even a stump of this former glory. Swiftly, he snatched the tail from Scummy, looking about furtively.
"Who else knows I've lost me tail, eh?"
"No beast, Captain. We never told any of them."
"Aye, on me oath, Captain. Only us knows. And you too, of course."
Plug's eyes danced shiftily as he pondered the solution.
"Get sticky stuff!"
Grubbage leaned forward, squinting.
"Why do you want Skilly and Duff, Captain? Are you angry?"
The fox swatted him with the tail.
"You shut up! Scummy, get me some sticky stuff, any kind, but make it good and sticky. Hasten now!"